Good morning. Today we have a very relevant question. When we lay in the Megillah, when we lay in the Megillah on Purim, do you need a minyan? Or if you don't have a minyan, you can't get a minyan, can you lay in b'yichidus? Can you lay in by yourself without a minyan? So in fact, this is a machlokas in the Gemara, and the machlokas in the Gemara is relevant to regular years, and we're going to apply that to Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim, where Purim is really on the 15th, it's on Shabbos, but it's read, the Megillah is read on Friday instead. But we'll get to that shortly. Let's talk about in general. Do you need a minyan in order to lay in the Megillah? So in fact, this is a machlokes in the Gemara Megillah, Taf Hei Amar Aleph, as follows, Amar Rav. Rav distinguishes whether you are reading in the proper time or not the proper time. For example, there's an extensive discussion in the Gemara Megillah about small little towns, out in the rural areas, that in fact they would come to the larger cities and they would come on Monday and Thursdays, and accordingly they would be permitted to lay in Megillah before Yudalit. Yudalit was the normal day. Yudalit is when the larger cities kept Purim. However, these smaller towns that came into the Yom HaKnisah, the shopping day, the marketplace day, they came on Monday and Thursday, they would be permitted to lay in the Megillah when they came to the big cities on the earlier Monday or Thursday. So Amar Rav, Megillah, if you're davening, if you're laying the Megillah Bizmana in the proper time, that would mean if it's on the 14th and you're in a city that celebrates on the 14th, as opposed to a walled city that celebrates on the 15th. So if you're going to do it Bizmana, Korin Osa Afilu Biyachid. So if it's a proper day for you, you live in a city, a large city, you live outside of Yerushalayim, for example, if the 14th is the day that's reading it, Bizmana on the 14th, or if you're in Yerushalayim, then you read it on the 15th, then you can read it Afilu Biyachid. You don't need a minyan, according to Rav. However, if it's Shalom Bizmana, if you're laying it not in its proper time, for example, you're one of those small little villages that is laying earlier on the earlier Monday or Thursday before the 14th of Adar, then you need a minyan. Rashi explains the shita of Rav as follows, that if you're in a place and you're davening at the proper time, you're laying it at the proper time, so every individual has that obligation to lay the Megillah. So accordingly, because every individual is laying the Megillah, you have pure Sumei Nisa. You have indeed publicizing of the miracle of Purim. However, if it's Shelo Bizmana, if you're reading it not at the proper time, so you're in a place and you're reading it, you're coming in early, for example, to the larger cities, and they're not reading it on that day. You're, for example, coming in on the 13th or the 12th, because that's the marketplace day, but everyone else is going to celebrate it on the 14th. There's no Pir Sumei Nisa if each individual reads it separately. So you need a minyan for that, because Pir Sumei Nisa is necessary. So that's the opinion of Rav. Do you need a minyan or not? So it depends. If you're reading it Bizmana in the proper time, you don't need a minyan. You can read it B'yachidus. However, if it's Shlo Bizmana, not in its proper time, you need a minyan. Rav Asi is more machmir, and Rav Asi is of the view that when it comes to the Mikra Megillah, the laning of the Megillah, whether you are laning it in the proper time or not the proper time, 10 people, a minyan, is indeed required. Now, the Beis Yosef tells us that this is actually a machlokis in the Rishonim, how to understand this machlokis in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Asi as follows. We have Rav, again, who's saying you divide up, you have to distinguish whether you're reading on the proper time or not the proper time. If it's not the proper time, you need a minyan. However, if it's the proper time, you don't need. And Rav Asi is saying either way, you need a minyan. So the machloket is as follows. Is this disagreement between Rav and Rav Asi in the Gemara on a lechatchila basis? Meaning, lechatchila is ideally up front, there is a machlokis whether you need a minyan or not if you're reading it Shelo Bizmano. However, on a bidyeved basis, after the fact, or you have no choice, Rav Asi would agree that even if you don't have a minyan, you are going to be yotze. Or on the other hand, the other extreme, maybe this whole machlokis is bidyeved. On a bidyeved level, you have no choice. There's no one around. So bidyeved, you need a minyan or not. But lechatchila, even Rav, who is the lenient one, would agree that you need a minyan. So even in that situation, Rav would be machmir on a lechatchila basis. Or the middle path is that this is a machlokis indeed, both lechatchila and b'di'eved, that Rav is saying lechatchila and b'di'eved, if it's shelo bizmano, you need a minion. If it's shalob, if it's bizmana, you don't need a minion. Both lechatchila and b'di'eved. And on the other hand, Rav Asi is saying that both lechatchila and b'di'eved, no matter what, you're going to need a minion. So that is an important machlokes. And just continuing, a ramification of this, not only can a yachid, an individual, lane or not lane, but if we're saying that there's a problem with the individual laning, you need a minion. A ramification for that is very likely that you also cannot say the bracha. So if you're going to lane and you're not allowed to, it's only a minion that's necessary. You don't have a minion, so it may indeed be a bracha levatala for somebody who's not in a minion to say the brachas on the Mikra Megillah. Okay, that's all way of background. Let's look at the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah as follows. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Megillah B'Yudalit, if you're laning the Megillah on the 14th, it's talking about non-walled cities that read on the 14th of Adar, Ubetesvav, talking about walled cities that read on the 15th of Adar. This is not talking about Purim Meshulash yet. Tzarech Lachzor Achar Asara, Paskins, that you have to look for a minion. Minion is what you should be going for. It's a lechatchila, certainly. But how about if you don't have one? Vim efshar ba'asara korin osam biyachid. If you don't have a minion, on a b'di'eved basis, indeed, you can still read the Megillah without a minion. You can lane it biyachidus. So the Mishnah Berurah says on that, indeed, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And he continues, that's talking about a normal year, but he continues and says as follows, v'kol shekein imchu shelo bizmana, certainly if you are davening, if you're laning it, not in the proper time, so that would be in the proper time, you're on the 14th, you're on the 15th, but how about not the proper time? For example, not the proper time would be Purim Meshulash, that the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos, and you're having to lane it before Shabbos on Friday. That's not Bizmana. In that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bevadai tzarech lekabetz asara likriyasa. Certainly in that situation, you have to get a minion together. You can't lane it biyachidus. This is even a stricter thing in having a minion than a normal year, that the Shulchan Aruch says you should have a minion. But when it's shelo bizmano, like Purim Meshulash, it's a more stricter issue. De'ileka asara, because if you don't have a minion, lo yivarchu hamukafin aleha, you are not able, when it comes to Purim Meshulash, and you don't have a minion when you are laning, because it's supposed to be laning, ideally is on the 15th, but the 15th falls on Shabbos, you're laning on Friday. Friday is shelo bizmano, accordingly, a minion is required. If you don't have a minion, you cannot say the bracha on the laning. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and Emir Tashem, we will see next time, are there those who disagree that even if you don't have a minion, indeed you can be yotze laning, be achidus, and even say the bracha, Emir Tashem. We will get to that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.